Welcome to the podcast series, Small Business Survival Conversations. Through our weekly conversations, we hope to provide you with strategies and insights, knowledge and expertise to enlighten you as you work to build and grow your business. Here are your hosts, Anna Steinfest and Dr. Michael Troyer.
Hi, everyone. We're so happy you can join us. I'm here, Michael Troyer, with my colleague, Anna Steinfest. Hi, Anna.
Hello, everyone.
We have a very special guest with us today. Her name is Barb Lemieux. She's president, CEO of the New North Incorporated, which is an 18-county regional economic development corporation in northeastern Wisconsin, which is what you know is where we're located, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Her mission is to catalyze regional prosperity for everyone who lives here. That's both business and talent development. She's also a mentor in our program, the Green Bay Packers Mentor Protege Program. That's one of the reasons we like having her with us. But she's got a great background in economic development, business administration, public administration, and an intense involvement in the regional and state community, and frankly, national community as well. So, Anna, why don't you pose the first question to our first question?
Absolutely. So, Barb, like Michael mentioned, that you have a very rich background in economic development and entrepreneurship. Could you share some insights on how small businesses can effectively navigate economic challenges, especially in today's dynamic landscape?
Yeah, thank you, Anna, for that question. You know, and I would just say that there are a lot of resources available to entrepreneurs. Sometimes the challenge is just how do you navigate that? And how do you kind of cut through a lot of information to say, is this resource, will it help me, and how will it help me? So I think a word of advice would be to connect yourself to a mentor that can help you with that. And that's clearly the power, you know, of the Green Bay Packer Mentor Protege Program by way of example. So I would say the word of advice would be, and it doesn't matter what stage of your company that you're at, if you're, you know, you still have your ideas, you know, scratched on a napkin, or you know, if you've done, you know, you've been in business for a while, or if you're going through your second round of seed funding and rather sophisticated, you always have a need for a mentor or a group of mentors to help you take you to the next level.
You mentioned being a mentor, and for our listeners, Barb has been multiple times mentors, not one time. She is participating pretty much every single year with us. What are the benefits for you as a mentor, especially if we have some of our listeners thinking, oh, should they become a mentor or should they try finding a mentor? What keeps you coming back?
Yeah, Anna, and no. Michael, you keep me coming back. No, I would say, you know, as a mentor, I think we get as much out of the program as our protégés. And I say that because not only do you talk business, right? But you really get to know that founder as a person, as a community member, as a mom, as a dad, as a grandparent, as a church member. And so you build this incredible friendship as you go through the program. And that's a friendship that lasts forever. So it's not only the networking part that's important, but we also learn as mentors, because I think there are sometimes there's questions that are posed to us and it's like, wow, you know, that's a really good question. Let me do some research on that and I'll get back to you. So it forces us in a pleasant way, you know, to also learn, continue our learning journey on business development. You know, I think what's really special among many things with the Green Bay Packer Mentor Protege Program is our team huddles that we do, because when you can bring multiple protégés on screen with multiple mentors, you know, I might not have an expertise in a certain area that's being sought after, but somebody of the mentor group in that session is going to have that answer so that I'm learning from them as well. So it's definitely a two-way street.
Barb, a question that maybe jumps us up a level. You're part of New North. We've got an audience that covers the world. Some may not know what New North represents. It's an 18-county. We divide ourselves up into little political entities called counties in Wisconsin, United States. And So 18 of those counties have agreed to work together on their own economic development within the larger state of Wisconsin. And that's meant the creation of a lot of partnerships, a lot of collaborations. So in your mind, how can small business owners leverage things like partnerships and collaborations as they move forward? And what's been your experience in terms of how small businesses have gained from what you've helped to create here in Wisconsin, New North?
You know, I would say first, you know, New North, we are a foundation. We're a 501c3, and we're primarily funded by the private sector. We have about 150 companies that understand the power of a region, how we take a much more, a broader approach as to how we attract business investment to our region. And that business investment does include, you know, not only companies that are here, companies that we recruit to the region, but it also includes how we support startup companies in that investment strategy. The second part of that is, you know, our investors realize that broader approach on what we do to attract talent and upskill talent to our particular region. So the reason I think why that's really important is, you know, we there's benefits, you know, obviously for being an investor, but the work that we do is very systemic as to how we're changing the conversations in the community. And with our events that we put on, it's open. You don't have to be an investor in New North. We do it because it's good for the region. It's good for the community. So businesses can plug in. An example would be, Michael, our new Launch Alliance, and both of you are very involved in that. And that's to really, how do we better connect our entrepreneurial ecosystem throughout our 18-county region? You don't have to be an investor to join that. And every month we start with an entrepreneur. So he or she shares their journey and others can learn and chime in and provide advice. There's mentors, there's resources that are discussed, there's access to capital. And we want to share that networking far and wide because it's all about, you know, kind of growing together. Our companies will say we really respond to what they feel are the needs. And a really good example of that is we had companies on our board that said we really should be doing more to highlight the importance of sustainability. And, you know, how do we eliminate wastes inside of a company? And in particular, as we look at ESGs, environmental sustainable governance documents. So that led to conversations that we had with several businesses. And we have our first ever ESG summit coming up in May. And we want to make sure that people that are just starting their ESG journey, or for those that are best in class, we're going to showcase those case studies and, you know, we learn together. So those are just a couple of examples. One more directed to startup companies. One is probably more directed at companies that have been around a while, but that really want to understand the environmental sustainability aspects of their positions.
I really want to touch on that term you used at the very beginning of this too, that broader approach. So both in New North, what you're doing and what we've done, I think, in the Mentor Protege program is we're trying to say to people, you may see some of these people as competitors, but you also have common interests in moving forward. Mm-hmm. So the counties had to discover that economic development could happen faster if they quit trying to compete with each other and joined together and shared resources and did bigger things. Okay. Launch Alliance is one of those. You named a number of those here. I think the same thing is true in our Mentor Protege program. But what strikes me as well is now these businesses that we've seen are beginning to find opportunities to link together and leverage because they do have common interests as small businesses. And I'm urging all of you out there listening, look around you at fellow business owners and find the ways in which you can link together in the ways that Barb has described, partnerships, collaborations, et cetera.
And networking. I have to underline, Barb was talking about networking. We have done some podcast episodes, how to be better, how to network better. But Barb underlined that. And I totally, totally agree that we are very, very interconnected. And sometimes even if you have competitor, you may sit down on the table and discuss, hey, you know what, if I have a lot of business, can I send it your way and vice versa, work as a unit Like Barb, she's overseeing 18 counties. That, I mean, that's amazing. She does amazing work, and it's hard.
And I think it's also about, you know, that networking is not just for entrepreneurs, it's for those of us that have been around a while, you know, how we continue to nurture our network. And, you know, I think by way of example, and in recent Packer mentor protege huddles, you know, we've had proteges that are developing, they have a very tangible product, but they're looking for a contract manufacturer. So, you know, while they can do small batches, they're at the point where, you know, they can't do it in their garage anymore or in the back, you know, of their house. And so that network could say, you know, and we selfishly or, you know, want those contract manufacturers to be here in Wisconsin, to be here in our region. And chances are with the networks that you were built were to say, you know, have you looked at so-and-so company? Let's connect you. Let's see if they can make your product or contract packaging. Yesterday was the Converters Expo at Lambeau, and we're the converting corridor of the nation. We have the highest concentration of paper converters in the United States. It's here. And so when you talk about film and foil and packaging and labeling, chances are we're going to find a company that will support that business startup that's in the backyard. It helps reduce their cost. If they the short runs, they can get in their car, they can go across town or across county, and they can physically sit with that individual rather than this being made, you know, on the East or West Coast or, you know, in Europe, for instance.
Barbara, as all of this goes on, and by the way, folks, I have to tell you that when we talk about networking, Barb is intensely involved in not only New North, but Wisconsin endeavors of all kinds. I looked at the list from her background, and I'm just amazed. I don't know where she finds the time, but I know she doesn't sleep. Not that you all have to give up sleep. But I'm intrigued, too, as you look at what's going on within New North and our program as well. Do you see innovations that you can point to where companies have come together and discovered opportunities by getting to know each other through New North or through the huddles or whatever?
Yeah, I think there's great examples of all of that. And, you know, I think one that is really being looked at across the country, this isn't a New North endeavor, but we're incredibly proud of Titletown Tech. And so you look at that relationship between the Packers and Microsoft and what they have built and the companies that they have invested in, or they're part of their venture fund, they're connecting them to resources, and they're looking at these powerful engagements that are being made there's some gazelle companies in there, and, you know, other communities, other states are trying to figure out, you know, how do we create a Titletown Tech. So I think that's something, again, that's not a New North venture, but we always look at through New Launch Alliance or in the Packer Mentor Protege program, you know, how do we get our founders Titletown Tech ready, we like to say, you know, that kind of that level of sophistication or kind of where they're at in their life cycle. And so there are many examples, but that's one in our backyard that has gotten national recognition.
Another example to me, Barb, would be that, and this is earlier in the development of New North, was the discovery of how many wind energy businesses we had spread around that weren't talking together and now are.
Yep.
Even Manufacturing Alliance, I suspect, was really made its development along with New North's growth. They sort of were twins growing together. So I'm for all of you small business owners out there, here's opportunity when you work with local economic development people to find bigger opportunities by interacting, networking. Come study New North. Come here and open a business maybe. But at least see us as an example of things you can do in your neck of the woods, wherever that might be.
And right now I know that with the state, we just received the innovation grant, Barb.
A tech hub.
Yes.
So that's a feather clearly in Wisconsin's cap. There were about 200 applications that went in, and there were only 31 awarded. And so Wisconsin did receive the tech hub designation. Now, that is focused on the health sciences, but that topic is very broad. So it's, you know, it's genomics, it's personalized medicine, it's theragnostics, it's therapeutics, it's imaging, but it also relates to the manufacturing that is so strong in Wisconsin and particularly strong in Northeast Wisconsin. We have a lot of companies that are making medical device pieces, parts. They're in that space. So this phase two was submitted the end of February. So we're waiting to see whether or not we already have, Wisconsin has the designation, but the phase two award will be significant dollars coming in to help in training and product development and innovation. Mm-hmm. So we hope we're selected in phase two.
Wow, that's amazing.
And there again, I see opportunities for small businesses to connect with others and together put together a product they might not have been able to do just by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, so much with this networking, these associations. You know, we're all caught up in artificial intelligence and technology in general. What advice do you have for small businesses as all of this develops so rapidly? How do they sort through all of this when they're so busy?
I would say, Michael, the advice would be, you know, don't be afraid of it. Don't think it's going to go away, because it's not. But maybe just think about it. You know, if you use Google or Alexa, you've been talking to those devices for quite a while, even if it's just you want them to play your favorite sound bit, your favorite song, and you know, we all know when we start typing an email or an address, it self-populates. So your software has been learning from you for quite some time to help you and make you more efficient. So I don't think AI, while there's a lot of things that'll happen in the future, people have been using AI for quite some time already. You know, when you get in your car and you use Google Maps and your car talks to you about where to drive, and it senses when there's an accident on the highway and it's telling you to divert, or there's a faster route, or there's a safer route. So the message would be, you know, don't fear it, embrace it. Don't think you need to master it all together. You know, maybe start by, whether it's Copilot or whether it's ChatGPT, or it's you're asking certain questions and you're helping them design, maybe it's a slide deck, it's a PowerPoint presentation, or helping to craft a message. And then you're going to get much more comfortable with it as you move forward.
Besides AI, Barb, what kind of trends or developments do you foresee shaping the landscape for small businesses?
You know, I think we're going to start to see more mergers and acquisitions. And the reason I say that is, you know, we have a lot of family-owned companies, probably higher than most in our region. We're an incredibly entrepreneurial region, you know, so it's maybe your grandparents started the company and now it's your parents, and then it's going to that next generation. And as people's lifestyles change, they might not want to take it to the fourth generation, or as people are having less children, there might not be a fourth generation. They've got lots of dogs, but the dogs can't run the company, right? So yes. I think we as well shouldn't fear that. I think it's, how do we help in doing more sessions on succession planning? You know, how do you successfully transition, or the mergers and acquisitions that are happening? I think, you know, our ultimate, you know, goal from a regional perspective is we want that company to remain. It might have new owners, but we want people to still stay employed, and that company is still very much a woven part of the fabric of our region. So I kind of see that, you know, as a trend. I see small businesses getting much more sophisticated, and I think that is because of technology that they're going to be using. So you don't need to be a multi-billion dollar corporation to take advantage of these tools. You can be a one-person shop and have access to these sorts of things. So I also see that as a trend.
We used the term recently in another podcast, democratizing the marketplace in the sense that small businesses can do some things that only the big businesses could do previously. Within the 18 counties, you have a lot of rural small businesses too, and they often feel a little bit left out. Certainly, Anna and I are discovering that as we work in our program. What advice do you have for them to find their way? I know we're struggling to get broadband out to them, for example, and other resources that they need. Do you have any particular thoughts? Because you're serving a rural community as well as metropolitan areas.
I'd like to just circle back on the broadband word that you mentioned. So we know it's not a luxury, right? It's a necessity. And so New North, we took this on as a challenge about 4 years ago. We wrote an EDA grant that was funded. That was $500,000. We needed to match it with $500,000. And that allowed all of our 18 counties to have a very sophisticated broadband development plan developed that was very customized for each one of the 18 counties that really talked about obstacles to their growth and then the implementation plan. So we know there's a problem. What do we do about it? How do we get it fixed? And that plan still today is being used by our respective counties as the Public Service Commission is releasing grant dollars for implementation. So it's much easier to get those dollars into New North because it's not just a plan, it's an implementation document. So it's like, I think last year, about $22 million of grant funding came to the region that was matched by million. We had $22 million come in grant funding matched by $40 million. And that allowed many rural parts of our state to gain access to it. Now, we're not all there yet, but we know we're preparing for the $1 billion funding. That's with a B that the state of Wisconsin is going to be receiving shortly. And that's going to be divided among making sure we have a workforce that they know how to lay fiber, for instance. When you have this much money that's going to be pumped into the economy, you need the talent to be able to build the infrastructure. But there will be many dollars available that will go to implementation. So it helps an internet service provider, because if they see one house at the end of a 2 mile road, you know, it just naturally doesn't make business sense and economic sense to pay for that infrastructure if you're an internet service provider for one household, right? But the grant, that's what it looks at. This next round is going to be, how do we reach the most hardest? It could be from a geographical perspective, it's challenging, or just because the mass of people are not there to support a traditional business model, that it encourages the ISPs to move forward with that. We've seen a lot of success already from our private partners in that regard, and we expect, you know, in the next few years, that's going to continue. So I would say broadband is really essential. And what that does is once you have it, it levels the playing field. So you don't have to be in a metropolitan area to do that networking. So much networking is done virtually, like we're doing right now, and they're not going to feel so isolated. So you could have meetups, you could have chats, you could have focus groups, you could have marketing plan development meetings. And that entrepreneur, if they're in a remote part of our region, can be connecting to, you know, somebody in California or somebody in Ireland, or as long as they have the broadband capabilities to do that.
The future sounds very exciting, frankly.
It is very exciting.
Especially for the small business owner. I'm needing information. I really appreciate it, Barb.
All right. Thank you, Barb.
Yeah, Barb, thank you very much. In fact, it's hard to summarize because it's wonderful to have you with us. I hope our listeners have seen the possibilities of looking at a larger picture and a larger relationship that is represented by our New North and what it's doing for us. You ought to be a member if you aren't in Wisconsin, in Northeastern Wisconsin, but across the world, you can look at developing these same kinds of opportunities and relationships. We may have to have another time with you, Barb, to gather even more of the wonderful knowledge and experience you have. But thank you for being with us today. Any last thoughts on your part?
I would th well, I just want to say thank you. It's been wonderful to chat with you both, and you've been such strong partners. And I think the message would just be, for people not to give up. I know starting a business or growing a business is very challenging. It's hard. It's really, really hard work. But I was once asked, if I could speak to anybody from back in the day, who would that be? And one person in particular, would be Thomas Edison. And the reason I say that is, the number of inventions and patents, he has over 1,000, well, he's no longer alive, obviously, but there's over 1,000 patents to his name. And he really had that don't give up attitude. And he actually said this quote, and it says that I have not failed. I have found 10,000 ways that didn't work. So I think as we help entrepreneurs, if you are a founder yourself, there's people there that are very ready to help you, and don't give up. And we're gonna find a way.
And reach out to all of us.
Reach out to all of us. Exactly.
And you can move to New North Wisconsin anyway.
Yeah.
Exactly. We would
And we can
love to
really
have
help.
you come to our region.
Yes,
Absolutely.
we would
We plan.
love you to come and see it
Exactly.
firsthand.
You can hear the resources and opportunities we provide. Yes, we're selling Northeast Wisconsin a little bit, but that's all right. Thank you, Barb Lemieux, very much. Executive Director of New North, North of What's Expected.
You've been listening to the Small Business Survival Conversation podcast. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And don't forget to join us next week for another episode. In the meantime, hook up with us on our Facebook group at Small Business Survival Tools and Tips. Till next time, thank you for listening.